And then let's talk about some of the credit credit scores. I asked some people on Facebook about different questions that they had, and one of them was lowest credit score that you can work with. And we already went over the first-time home buyer. So you mentioned with the first-time home buyer in the grant program, 640.
Correct.
But what is it, you know, for FHA?
You know, VA is a 620. Mm-hmm. Conventional is a 620. On an FHA, we say 620. But if you have a 600 to a 620 and you've got some good compensating factors, we a lot of times, more than 50% of the time, can get you through, okay? You're going to pay a little bit higher of an interest rate. It is not a subprime loan. You're not going to pay 7% interest. You're going to pay about a quarter of a percent higher than you would if you had a little bit better of a credit score. So we're going to try to get you to 640 or 620. If it doesn't happen, we can do it down to 600. I've got capabilities to do it even lower than that to 580, but it's so hard to get them approved. So I kind of would rather work with you with your credit to get you a better loan. So let's say over 600 for FHA. And VA a 620 and conventional a 620.
Okay, perfect. And then this is kind of a joking question, but you run across it a lot whenever people get pre-approved and then go out and finance something.
Oh, don't do it, okay? As I can't tell you, usually once a year somebody goes and buys a new car, because do remember, we run your credit report within 5 days of closing. So we know what you've done, and that's why we do it, is investors require us to make sure that you've gotten no new debts. And so if you've gone out and got a new car, I have to count that car payment against you. If you've gone out and traded cars, I need to know that well in advance so I can go ahead and verify the new car. It probably still okay, but we don't want to find that out within a couple of days of closing. I've had people go out and buy two new cars before closing this last year. Silly stuff. Yeah. Silly stuff. So don't do that. I just had someone that I did a loan for, and they asked me, could I go buy some new furniture? Well, they were awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, they qualified great. So my answer to them was, always advise you never to go buy anything. If you feel you have to do it, just let me know.
Yeah.
I just need to know what the payments are going to be and stuff, because you can qualify, but we don't want any surprises at closing.
Exactly.
So we advise you, if you want a house, go for the house and then go buy what you want to buy. That's a lot easier for you and us if you do it that way.
Okay, perfect. And we're going to take a break, and then after that, we'll come back with some of our new listings, open houses, and more finance talk. We're here with Valerie, and we're talking more about finances. We were, I asked a couple of people on Facebook to give me some of their questions, and another question was, where are mortgage rates headed?
Mortgage rates in the last several weeks, maybe last 45 days, have gone up, okay? I don't think anybody's expecting them to go down. But I don't think anybody's expecting them to go crazy. But it is a good time to buy. I mean, they're still in the low fours, which is wonderful.
That is great.
I mean, we did lots in the 11s and 12s and 13s, so low fours are good. Mm-hmm. But you just don't know how long it will last. I always recommend, as soon as you get a contract, lock that sucker in.
Yep.
Don't worry about what it's going to do after that. That way it's done and it's over with.
Perfect. So. And then also, you've run across this a lot with working with different clients. I guess a lot of people just don't understand that once you start working with a real estate agent, you need to stick with them, because you start to go through the whole process with them. And if you bounce around, you switch, it's restarting the process, and it just takes that much longer.
Exactly. Think of them as a team member, okay? It is that when you're getting buying a house, you've got, I'm on your team, you're on their team, they're, of course, on their team, and then we bring in the title company at the end to be on their team. But they just really... It is so personal, the things we do. I mean, this is going to be one of the... It is. If you're spending $100,000, you're spending $200,000, this is probably the biggest purchase that you're going to have made at this point in your life. Stick with your team. Your team knows what they're doing. It's one of those things, if I'm working on your credit, check in with your realtor once a month. You know, that way you will feel as though I'll contact them, so they're still part of the team. But the worst thing that I see is that when people have literally, I mean, we've gotten them approved, and the realtor has actually been a big help to me. Sometimes a lot of what you do is behind the scenes, okay? Mm-hmm. You show them the house, you get them the house, but a lot of the financial part of it, it's behind the scenes of what you've done to help me. And then sometimes whenever, you know, it's on the weekend, they can't get hold of the realtor, and they go to another realtor to show them the house, okay? And it's kind of sad, because that other realtor got them to that point. Yes. They would not be there had it not been for the realtor. So I just think sometimes people just don't understand mm-hmm. that, you know, stick with who brought you to the dance kind of a deal, is that we're all a team. We've got awesome realtors. It's like, and we've got awesome lenders, but it's like, stick with what you've got. It's too hard when you go back and forth.
It really is. And a lot, I think, if you bounce around, gets lost in communication.
Yes.
It just isn't streamlining the process and making it as easy as it could be.
That's right. It's just get educated on it and stick with it, and it will happen. It will happen, but it takes the whole team to do it.
Exactly. Well, thank you for being with us today. It's lots of good information. Yeah, just thank you.
And